Welcome to another food interview here at Three Course Comedy. Hello, I'm Adrian Mesa.
I am Eric Henderson.
And we are here with Mr. Ben Kronberg.
Hi.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
How you doing?
Good. Real quick, just get you off guard here. What'd you have for breakfast today?
Today I had carnitas eggs. I had carnitas smothered with green chili, scrambled eggs, and a side of beans. I opted out of the potatoes and the toast. Trying to go smart carbs. Smart carbs.
Protein, fiber.
Yep.
There are two types of carnitas.
Well, no, there was one. It was carnitas, but with green chili.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then beans. And the beans had a little bit of cheese on them, of course.
A little protein.
It was a $7 meal. $10 after a generous tip.
There you go.
That's a good breakfast. So that's a healthy breakfast. Your power charge for the day.
Did you get juice, coffee?
Oh, I just did water. And they didn't bring me chips and salsa, which it said on the menu, first basket free. And I didn't inquire because I was, you know, not trying to do those stupid carbs, but
something to snack on is always nice.
Oh, I love chips and salsa.
Just for the visual feast. You would want at least to have it looking at.
Yeah, I want to be able to see it, you know? No. Like, you want to, yeah.
Very nice.
What did you have for breakfast, or is this not about you?
Oh, I mean, okay. No, that's a good question,
Ben. That's a curveball.
You curveballed right back to me. What did I have for breakfast? I had one hard-boiled egg at some point that was already chilled in water.
Okay.
Yeah, it was already
peeled and chilled.
Peeled and chilled. I had it ready. Protein. Grab protein.
It was in stasis.
As soon as I woke up, I grabbed it. You see?
Okay.
And then I started
my
day.
Did you cut it in half? Or you salt and pepper it, or you just eat it with dry yolk and stuff like that?
I take the first bite, no salt and pepper. And then I expose the core, then I salt and pepper it.
Salt and pepper after first bite. Okay.
Because I feel like it'll just fall off the dome shape. You know what I'm saying? Like the salt crystals.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes it'll stick.
Yeah, but not optimally.
That's true.
You know? So I take the bite and then I cover it.
What's more important if you're going to just do one on the hard-boiled egg, salt or pepper?
Salt, bro. Oh, but pepper's so good. That is a tough question. Damn it. Pepper looks, and it looks nice.
Because with the pepper gives it that other dimension, but the salt is like, just makes everything better.
No, but it makes it alive.
There's a reason most people use both.
Mm-hmm.
Good mixture.
S and P.
But you get a Caesar salad, it's already salty enough, so you just need to crack pepper. You don't need extra salt on that.
That's true. You certainly, that's a good point. Good valid point. Not everything needs salt. Just pepper.
So you know what you're getting into. That's a good way to eat. You're like, no, this is salty.
I'll try. I mean, it's so hard to stay away from salt and sodium.
It is. Everything's
it's like the hardest thing to stay away. That and sugar, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They manufacture it like that. It's like all these scientists. They know that you want, you're craving the salt, the sugar, the
fat. They're all just drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Know, Breaking Bad as well as just about what's happening in our society.
Exactly.
Salt pushers.
Mm-hmm. They want to keep it coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Salivating.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you this for this food review. And it's October's coming up, Halloween. Are you excited about that?
I am excited. I love Halloween time. I love the vibe of Halloween. I always say I'm going to go to a haunted house and I don't, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I like the color orange.
Color orange?
I like candy corns. I like pumpkin heads.
Everybody gets a little goofy around Halloween, right? Dressing up.
Yeah, it's sort of like
a little fun. Everybody's got childish fun they have.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're pulling work pranks.
Yeah. Yeah, blood, horror, horrific things.
People driving around with like a fake arm out of the trunk of their car.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Yeah. October.
October.
What foods do you associate with Halloween? And I asked you this, and what food scares you?
What food scares me?
It gives you the spooks, man.
What food scares me? You know, I would say like that pale food, like peas and carrots as they come in a can together.
Oh.
Like, that kind of scares me.
Okay.
It's like this really weird, like, it's this weird genre of food, and I think maybe it's just canned vegetables that is like this weird abomination of something from the past that we've just held on to, even though canned food is theoretically important in all these zombie scenarios. Like, you got to have canned food. Like, that's the only thing we're going to survive off of.
That is true.
But canned food itself as a culinary thing is like... I mean, canned beans. I like canned beans. I think canned beans, canned olives are good.
Canned beans in a can, that's like the natural habitat for beans.
Beans.
Is olive a vegetable?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
All
right. So it may be a fruit. It's a seed, whatever.
It's got a seed.
But I think like olives are all right because it's suited for the environment. But like even corn or green beans or carrots, should these things be in a can?
Submerged in water, they don't grow like that.
They don't grill like that, but they save like that, I guess?
They have their own, you know, appeal, I think. I mean, because you ever go to, like, one of these cafeterias or Greasy Spoons, and you're going to get the open-faced turkey Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, you're going to expect canned beans and shit. It's almost like a taste that you want. You're paying only $7, all right? Relax. No one's going to be...
No, I'm not...
But there's a place for it.
Hating on, there's a place for it.
There's a place for it.
But to me, that food kind of, like, scares me, creeps me out, you know? It's like,
What about baby food? Like compotes?
You know,
peas?
Baby food scares me.
They're in little jars.
Yeah, it's just all cream. I don't know.
Even the thought of
the way it looks creeps me out.
Mm.
I was a teat man when I was growing up. No baby food, just teat milk.
Teat milk?
Teat milk.
Teat milk till he was 12.
Yes.
That is pretty scary, though. I mean, just the whole canning process, you know? Like, it has its own life. It is zombie. It is perfect for the zombie apocalypse.
Mormons.
It's zombified in sweat.
It's like embalming vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They're embalming vegetables.
Yes.
In water.
It's an embalmination.
And probably sodium, too.
Yep, it's high in sodium. That's what they say about beans, canned beans.
Awesome. Canned beans I'm all right with because you can buy beans in a bag, but they're hard. You got to go through a process.
Yeah, to cook beans, it's such a pain in the ass. And you never salt them enough, you know.
You have to be unemployed to cook beans at home.
Yeah,
like, you can't be a working
It's an all day
man.
Process.
Yeah, it's an all day thing.
Yeah.
It's a full time job cooking beans.
Yeah, you got to be unemployed for 2 months.
Stay at home dad or something.
Yeah, total stay at home dad. You know, with a little culinary.
What you do today, sweetie? Just cooked all these beans. 6 hours.
There it
got
is.
Lima, black, pinto.
Mm-hmm. The cure for culinary cancer. Food Network.
Beans, dude. They're very important.
Beans is so good. That's why I opted for the beans today. I didn't want the potatoes and the toast or the tortilla.
Oh, yeah.
I love a tortilla, but it's also like...
The fattiest.
You know, like I was already getting carnitas and eggs and green chili and beans, and it just, to me, it seemed simpler and like my body was going to process it better than, you know, putting it in the spectrum of these other simple carbohydrates, which we know are really at the heart... pun intended, not understood, of the thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sugars, like sugars.
Sugars.
Sugars and simple carbs.
That's scary in itself.
Sugar's scary. Sugar's scary. How it's everywhere.
How it's everywhere.
How ubiquitous it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely
sugar
candy corn.
Pie, honey bunch.
A lot of sugar in candy corn.
Do they have
canned candy corn? Is that a thing?
They should.
Candy corn just sitting in water.
Corn syrup juice. Oh, God, that sounds disgusting. Oh, my God.
You know, it would be fun to do a stoner trick-or-treat where everywhere you go, to trick-or-treat all the dispensaries. And they give you their treats, which are weed treats.
Like a joint
or just like cookie or... Like on Halloween, because you're looking for treats anyways.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't they
really do that.
Like, and then there's some sort of incentive.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Because, you got to borrow a kid to go out trick-or-treating nowadays. You can't be a man. You can't just show up out the house. Like a brush salesman.
Well, it's a dispensary. You can't be under 21 and get in.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's perfect.
So you need to have like a 21-year-old man child.
Yeah, which is easy.
Sure.
You find that.
I know a bunch of those.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. So, Ben.
Yes.
We're talking about something serious right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it is kind of spooky, death and everything. Oh. Let's say you're on death row. What is Ben Kronberg's last meal? as per request.
You know, last thing I want to eat, you know, it's like, it's not going to be something healthy. Oh, just some oatmeal and some berries.
Half a grapefruit. Yeah. Some Melba toast. You wouldn't do that. You're going all out.
Going all out.
Going to the next stage. What are you going to eat?
I mean, if I'm about to die, the last thing that I get to eat, I don't know. I mean, anything that you experience right before you die, knowing it's going to be the last thing or the last time you experience something, it's this torture in and of itself. So that question, I think, is this this pre-masochistic ritual of the death penalty of killing people. It's like sort of like, let's give you something to emotionally tie yourself to right before your life is taken from you, so you can really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you're saying you'd be too psychologically tortured?
It would be hard. I'd be like, the fuck you want me to
fucking
eat? Would you just
starve to death?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd be so hungry. I don't know that I'd be so hungry.
You wouldn't be. You'd be too stressed to eat.
You know, somebody tells me I wouldn't be so hungry if I knew that news was happening.
Well, all right. I'll rephrase the question.
But I mean, I want a humor.
Let's say you're not gonna die, but someone says you could have whatever you want. And you're not gonna die. What would pop in your head?
I mean, I love a cheeseburger, but the thing is, cheeseburgers are a gamble. You never know if the cheeseburger you order is going to be good, unless you've been to that place and experienced it multiple times to know that yes, this is a cheeseburger I can depend on. But if you...
You're not going to a cafeteria-style hamburger.
I mean, like, you know...
Is that
all right
back here?
Mm-hmm. What would you...
I don't know. I mean, I want to say cheeseburger. Pizza's kind of like that thing that you could, like, get a huge pizza and just keep eating it to your heart's content, whereas a cheeseburger's like, oh, it's gone, and then it's sort of like the sadness sets in, whereas pizza, the sadness never has to set in. You know, you go beyond the sadness. You never have to miss the pizza. It's just like resentment. It goes straight from, like, hunger to resentment.
Yeah, if you eat the whole pizza, you certainly don't feel like you missed
miss
out.
It.
Yeah.
You don't miss it. But
and it's not over till the whole...
You finish your cheeseburger, you're like, you missed it. And so...
So what you're saying is you'd go with a really good pizza.
Cheeseburger pizza.
Cheeseburger pizza.
I might go... No, not cheeseburger. I don't fucking know, though. I mean,
you're thinking classics, yeah. I mean, cheese. Who doesn't want a cheeseburger or a pizza? I mean,
I love lobster. I mean, I would do maybe some sort of seafood feast that just is like a
big crab.
Lobster,
bacon.
All the lobster, crab, and shrimp I could want. Dipping it in clarified butter and tasting its juiciness. Maybe having, shrimp cocktail intermittently.
Heavy preparation.
You know, a martini, a Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, getting the fishy stuff, the brinies. You're getting your omegas before you head off to the next world.
Yeah,
omega-6s, is it? Or omega-3s?
Which one? Omega-3, 6, and 9 all matter. But
3, 6, 9? I thought it was omega...
8?
No, 12?
8?
Is it all
omega
divisible by 3?
No, it's not omega. It's 3, 6, and 9, guys.
Where do you get the 9 at? Omega 9.
I just saw it on a box of omegas.
Is that a cereal?
I think it probably. I think it's probably more common. It's more common, but could easily be included in the omegas of deficiency.
Mm.
You know, like.
Omega Man.
Like, I love it. I mean, I love it. Oh, I love a lobster roll. Lobster rolls are really good.
Really?
When they're good, and they're popular on the East Coast, more popular on the East Coast than...
Yeah, there's like lobster roll stands everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of lobster places in, Mass, and even in New York now, and it's a good...
You like the simplicity?
It's crab and mayonnaise. Rich. Yeah, it's maybe it's, capers. It's a lobster. Sometimes it's like in an oil and not a mayonnaise. But I've also had it with like fresh corn and chives and sort of like some tarragon and and like a real like a brioche at this French place that.
That sounds pretty good.
It had the best. It was a $19 lobster roll, which is kind of maybe, you know, they're 15 to 20 some dollars because it's lobster and it's usually not that big.
Right.
You know, it might be served with fries. A lot of times it's served on a bun that looks like a hot dog bun. You know, it's usually a cheap bun, but if you just get it on a good something bun, to fill you it's up. Like, yeah, it's just something to, you know.
I don't know. Lobster roll. If you're lobster, on death row, lobster roll.
Like lobster roll is, one of the things in front of me for sure.
Bib and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Lobster roll.
No bib, no deal.
Maybe a French toast, peanut butter jelly sandwich, French toast. You know.
What? Oh, by the way, what's your favorite jelly? Just a running
tab. I would probably go raspberry and then grape.
Concord.
Concord grape.
You can never go wrong with the Concord grape.
Concord grape is fun. It's a fun.
It's a good go-to.
It's a fun. No. I think raspberry has like the best flavor, mixes the best with the peanut butter. It has a little tart. Some tartness, some oil.
Some seeds in that motherfucker.
And it's got something that is, I think, matches some peanut butter's qualities.
Mm.
You know, it's complementary. It's not just opposing, and it's like...
They're dancing. They're fine, together.
Yeah, like raspberry preserves. Raspberry preserves.
I like blackberry. Blackberry's got seeds in
blackberry's
it.
Blackberry's good, too. Blackberry's like a real compromise.
Jalapeno. I lived with a guy who made a jalapeno jelly once. That was one of the most... A jalapeno jelly peanut butter sandwich was one of the most unique things I've ever had.
Gotta love sweet heat.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that peanut. It's almost like a Thai peanut butter sandwich. You know? Put some cilantro on it.
I thought peanut butter was kind of Thai-ish.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of peanut sauce.
The Thai, the basil, the cilantro, the peanuts.
Thai peanut butter PB&J.
Thai nut sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Thai nut. There's this kid in fifth grade who would bring peanut butter and Velveeta sandwiches on Wonder Bread. And then it sparked me and my friends' curiosities, and we tried it. Like, I was first able to try it just with, like, an individually wrapped slice of American. But then I eventually got to try it with Velveeta. It was really fucking good.
And he was a kid or a stoner?
He was a kid. He was a fifth grader.
Oh, man.
I bet his parents were stoners. Yeah, that's how they
right? make just it. Give him, what do we got? Peanut butter and Velveeta. Yeah. Boom, bread, done. Lunch, he's going to love it.
Oh, he's going to dig it.
All of his friends are gonna be jealous.
And it's true, like, so I had, like, stoner food before I even knew what weed was, you know?
Oh, sure.
Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, I knew, I was making, potato chip sandwiches at 11.
That
was my first culinary
wonder. There's still not a place that sells those.
Potato chip sandwich?
What a conspiracy.
Man, I thought it was, like, freaking Gordon Ramsay.
Like, Subway doesn't have, just on the side, you could just throw it, a little couple chips, please.
Oh, man. Well, they're doing that now with the BK, right? They throw the fries in the burger.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
Fries on it. Well, I guess that is kind of the same. That's like the same family.
Chip, yeah.
Yeah. That's
they're inching.
That's like the major leagues of potato chips on sandwiches, French fries on burgers.
You're at the airport, and there's three restaurants. You got a McDonald's, you got a Wendy's, and you got a Burger King. What are you doing?
I buy a banana, a yogurt, and a bagel. $5. I'm out of here.
Seriously?
I'm not spending more than $5 in the airport.
He's frugal. I go when I'm in an airport, I look for like the Chinese place, because that Chinese place that usually won't skimp and it's probably the same price. I have a real big problem paying like airport prices for fast food.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like $8 for a Big Mac.
Let me revise my question, because nobody's wanting to answer it. let's say you're in a place that it's not an airport. There's only McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King there. What do you do?
I love Wendy's.
Money's not an object.
I love
what time is it?
You've got a $20 bill that is only good at one of these places.
Well, 20 whole dollars?
You know, I love Wendy's, and you know, good day to day. I love that little redheaded chick. You know, she put some good stuff together. But if I have you go to the Mac, you go to the McDonald's. Well, probably because I usually take earlier flights; they're cheaper. So it's gonna be Egg McMuffin. So
yeah, if it's breakfast or past midnight now,
let's say it's our breakfast, guys. I was wanting to match burger buns.
I'd go Burger King.
Nah, I'll go Wendy's. I go Wendy's double,
10 minutes left?
Yeah, I go on Wendy's. Going with the double. Double. Yeah, because you need a lot of calories when you're traveling the continental U.S. You know, you just load up.
Take a nap?
To me, I would go the Wendy's double-double if I was at Wendy's.
That's what I'm talking about,
man. I would do the double Whopper with cheese if I was at Burger King for sure. And that's almost the biggest burger. That's going to feel like the biggest burger.
The Whopper is.
The double Whopper with cheese. Mm. And it's got that smoky flavor, which is sometimes very nice.
Yeah, char.
McDonald's. The thing that I appreciated the most, that had the most longevity for me, was the double cheeseburger at McDonald's. Big Mac, not the quarter pounder, not the single cheese, but the double cheese.
Not even the McDouble.
Yeah.
Fuck the McDouble. What they trying to do with that, taking that cheese slice away? That's all we
One
got.
One slice of cheese costs 30 cents? You're kidding me.
How do you double it up minus one, McDonald? How do you do that?
We're gonna get down to it. Well, Ben Kroeber, thanks for doing the food.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh yeah, I think we got a lot done here.
Yeah,
have a happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
Three course comedy.